Say, if anyone.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
So say it again.
So that presupposes that you must know you have a need.
The food is prepared, the banquet table is set. But we are begging you, we can't force you.
You must recognize a need.
So it is for the ifs. If you know you are thirsty, what's the if? The if, the fine test here. If you are thirsty, what if you are not thirsty? Then it's not for you. But if you know you are thirsty, come to me, Jesus said, capital M, and drink. So it's not enough to just come. You must come for something. Come to drink. Come to me and drink. I said, because he who believes in me, out of his belly shall what? Come on, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Come on, talk to me, talk to me. Now, he's introducing the flowing now. He said, you are thirsty, you are dry, you are thirsty. Now, come drink. Now, after drinking, then water begins to flow out of you. That means that he will not only satisfy you beyond your expectation, there will be an extra. He will satisfy you to overflowing. Because on account of your obedience and belief, many who are now like you used to be will receive their deliverances. That's why you are once darkness, remember? But now you are what? Life. And now that you are light, you are the light of the world. Woohoo! Can't you see what I'm saying? He doesn't meet you at the point of your need and leave you there. He meets you there and extra. And that's why God is never selfish. And that's why when a blessing is from God, while you are reveling the fact that, oh my goodness, see what God has done, you are thinking of those whom God is will still reach through the blessing is still on you now. You are created for an overflow. The kingdom is such that it is overflowing. It may start in seeming need. Something is introduced, which if well accepted, how do you describe the well acceptance? The well acceptedness here is receive with thanksgiving. Isaiah 12:3, it says, withdraw water, say with joy, withdraw water out of the well of salvation. Salvation is a done deal. How do you get it? You don't get it with sulking and with anger, with competition, with envy. No! You get it with rejoicing in the fact that it is done for me. Woo. Oh, I feel the fire. And I feel like just... So we are created and made and saved to live out of the overflow, out of his belly. He who believes, out of his belly, out of his spirit, out of his inner man, out of the hidden man of, out of his hidden man of the heart, shall flow rivers. I read quite a lot of books, and you hear psychologists and all these motivational people, they say mind power, mind is the thing. What are you talking about? I would argue, I would talk mind with you very well, and I would tell you this. Yes, you are partially correct, but you are not altogether truthful. Because the mind will multiply whatever is put in there. The mind itself is never a source. Tell them I say so, tell your professor. The mind is either controlled by the inner core, which is your spirit, or your environment. And that's why a man always conforms to his environment. As psychologists and sociologists, they'll tell you. But where a man is born again, where a man's spirit had contacted, or rather had a contact with the Holy Ghost, there's what we call a regeneration. Come on. And that's what Jesus was saying. He said, when I give this water to drink, it will become permanent in you. So that means that your spirit now houses the Holy Ghost. Then he charges your mind. Your mind controls your entire life. That's why keep your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Because it will determine the quality and the extent of your life. If you don't keep it, anyone will seize it. In the spirit realm, like in nature, there is never a vacuum. If you create a vacuum, it will be stolen. You suppers, will you sup it? There is someone referred to as the usurper in the Bible. He's the devil. He's called the accuser. He's called the usurper. He's called the wicked. He's called the prince of the power of the air. He's called the god of this world. If you leave it open, he will take it. So there is no vacuum. And that's why as a Christian, you cannot say, I'm not living in the world. The Bible says, hey, do not conform to this world. Don't become your environment. Rather be ye what? Transformed. Let your mind be renewed. That's the transformation, metamorphosis, by the word of God. That will now control your life. Why? Because the word of God is spirit and is life. Jesus, the word of God is a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. The word of God is the reason why you will not stumble. Your decisions will be right and upper. The word of God is why you will arrive quickly in the place of destiny. The word of God is why you will continue to be a supernatural influencer in your time. The word of God is the reason why you will be a blessing to your generations. Because it has a part for you. If not, your environment will suck you in. You will not be better than who you met there. We live this life inside doubt. We live out of the overflow. Everybody is capable of becoming like everybody else who is doing nothing, but you can decide to be different. But just go home and think about this. You will react where everybody reacts, respond where everybody responds, respond where they respond, react where they react, jump where they jump, sit where they sit. You are not different. You are like your environment. But when the word of God is in you as a seed, your responses and your reactions will be in line with the word. You are different. If you are the same with everybody, you can't lead them. Who will follow you? But if you are different, they're wondering. First, the second day, they see the gap between you and them. They want to become like you. That's why Jesus said, you go into all the world and be what? My witnesses. Be the one that when they see, they will know that I'm alive and well, and what I did is permanent. Let them want to become like me because you are like me. That's why I say to my brethren, when you get into the marketplace, then they suck you and you become like them. You think it's easy for them to receive Jesus again? When an unbeliever can chase you and knock you down, whether you're a man or a woman, how are you different from the others? But you are different. I say you are different. That's why you are here today. You are different in the name of Jesus. You want to follow this up? John chapter 4. It says, look, if you know who you are talking to, he says, if you know, you'll have asked me, and I've given you water to drink. And this water will become into you what? A river flowing into everlasting life. That's John 4. Now this is John 7. Look at him in John 15. He said, don't you know that I am the vine, you are the branch? Can't you see what he's saying? The source is what is most important. Let that water flow. Everything's got to do with flow. Let that life flow. And in John chapter 7, he said, of this he was talking of the Holy Ghost, whom those who believe will receive. Oh, yala mashanda. So expect in the name of Jesus, anywhere you get to let the Holy Ghost manifest. Now, if you are a believer, expect anywhere you get into, any group you get into, expect the one on the inside to manifest. If you are that expectant, you can never be without result. The gospel will always produce. Even if you are not talking there at all, expect him to manifest. So live expectantly. Expect something. Recognize that there's a river in you flowing unto eternal life. Recognize that out of your belly there is a flowing and is of the Holy Spirit. This river, the water in this river is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now you understand why someone said, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Your environment is what he's dealing with straight away. And stands not in the way of sinner. Your environment. If you walk in their counsel, you become like them. If you stand in their way, you become like them. Nor sit in seats of discomfort. If you sit in their seats, you become confused. He said, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord? Hey, and therein he meditates. Come on. Can you see the mind? Can you see the battle in the mind now? So the weapons of our warfare are not pulling down and every imagination. But it's less in the law of the Lord, and there he meditates day. So don't give occasion to meditating on what will bring you down. Whatever things are true, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are pure, let this culture your thinking. Say, this man shall be like a tree planted high by the concourses and the rivers of water. Producing what? His fruit in his season. His leaves also shall never wither. Whatever he does, he shall prosper. You want to prosper in everything you do? Can you see the secret? Live from the overflow. Live inside out. You will not only prosper physically, your life will glorify God. Shall we rise?